Can somebody name one of the biggest responsibilities that you have in your life? What are some of the biggest responsibilities we have in our lives?
Parenting.
All right, another big responsibility people take on. What? Profession, okay. Any other big responsibilities? Worthy servant of God. Very good. Anything else? Any other big ones? What? Your dog. Okay. That's a big responsibility. Not as big as a kid, but big in its own right. All right.
Marriage.
That's a responsibility. All right. What? Taking care of your parents. That's a big responsibility. All right. With the exception of the last one, taking care of your parents, are all these responsibilities things that we enter into voluntarily? Yes, would you agree with that? I mean, nobody compels you to get married. It says you must do that. I guess unless you're like in royalty in Europe or in the Middle Ages. I don't think they do that anymore. All right, no one compels you to have children. No one compels you which career you're going to go into. No one compels you to get a dog. You do all those things voluntarily. And when you enter into those things voluntarily, they come with great responsibility. So, if you don't, as they say, you know, if you don't want the responsibility, then don't jump into that thing. Right? Because you jump into that opportunity, and it comes with responsibility. Now, we are sitting in a beautiful church building, and all of us have joined the church voluntarily. I suppose if you're a very young child and your parents baptized you, that was not according to your wishes, especially some of the children who fight and kick and scream when I baptize them. But if you're over 18 and you're a rationally thinking adult, you're here of your own free will today. Right? No one is here not of their own free will if they're over 18. So we have come into this church as members of the church, and this brings responsibility to each of us. There is a responsibility if you belong here. And I'm not just saying because you belong to St. John's, but as we said before, because you are a servant of God. You have entered into God's family. And so there is a responsibility that comes along with that. Now, God's family, in the various pockets and corners of the world, sets itself up through church communities. We don't just make it up as we go in God's family. We have church communities like this one that are here to help us grow in that faith that we have all taken on. In the gospel lesson this morning, we read that Jesus went through all of Galilee preaching the gospel of the kingdom and healing every disease and infirmity among the people. And that brief sentence is actually one of the mission statements of the church. We're supposed to go throughout the world preaching the gospel and healing the diseases and infirmities of the people. That's not just the physical diseases, that's for the doctors, but the spiritual diseases that everybody has. Impatience, passions, doubts, fears. These are the spiritual illnesses, anger among others. These are the spiritual illnesses that the church is supposed to address. And part of every church community is the church building where the people gather to worship. We have a beautiful church building. The church building you're sitting in is about 55 years old. And it took many, many years to appoint this building to make it as beautiful as it is. And there have been periods of time in the 55-year history when we've neglected this building. Many, many years went by and we didn't run the air conditioning. So humidity gathered in here and did damage to the iconography, among other reasons. We had a leaky roof years ago that wasn't replaced, fell in, and now has been replaced. And this week, we are going to be repairing the iconography of the church at long last. We've been talking about this project for about 3 years. It's taken a long time to raise the funds to fix the iconography, but that is indeed going to happen beginning on Wednesday. A pious woman named Elizabeth from North Carolina is going to be coming here, and she's going to be repairing damages up on the dome, the front of the church, thereby the air vents, the back of the church, repainting things, and different places you see in the church where paint has chipped and things need to be touched up. And she'll be visiting our community for about 2 months and doing this. And one of the unique things about the building you're sitting in is that the iconography is actually painted on the walls. You don't see that in churches anymore. And if you go to just about any Orthodox church now that's 25 years old or less, they now paint everything on canvas. They paint it in studios, and then they go and they just glue it up on the wall. It's done very quickly. So the iconographer is actually not in the church for very long. In this case, because everything is painted right up on the wall, Elizabeth will be going up in the dome and spending a couple weeks there. I don't know if she'll be standing or laying on her back, on Michelangelo, but she'll be fixing the on the rock of the painting up there, right up there. And so one of the things that's going to happen is they're going to come and they're going to build a scaffolding in our church either tomorrow or Tuesday, and we're not going to be in our church building for several Sundays, because they're going to be building a huge scaffolding that's going to take up most of the space of the solea that will allow Elizabeth to move around up there and up there in the front around all the evangelists. If you didn't notice, the night of the Annunciation has a crack running all the way through it. In 4 weeks or so, we won't see that anymore. And so we'll be having, and once the scaffolding in the front is done, we'll be able to move back into the church. There may still be some scaffolding in the back for a week. We may have to alter the way we enter and exit the church. But this short inconvenience, and in the life of our church, indeed it is short, once a couple months in a 55-year history, after this short inconvenience, we will have our church fully restored to the luster that an Orthodox church ought to have. So in the next 4 weeks, I'm thinking it's going to be 3, or possibly 4, we'll be celebrating Divine Liturgy in the hall the way we did a couple years ago when we had the floors redone. We were in here for a couple weeks. We can set up the church just fine over there, set up our pews, not pews or chairs, and worship next door. Now, for the next 3 Sundays, I will not be here because one of the responsibilities that I have is that I'm the summer camp director for our Metropolis camp. So I'll be leaving this week for summer camp, and I will be back for liturgy on July 24th in some form or fashion. The altar will probably be holding me up that day. But I'll be here late on the night of the 23rd, and I'll be here for liturgy the 24th. Of course, I will miss you while I'm gone, and I will think of you and I will pray for you while I'm up there in that special place that I'm fortunate to go every summer. And I ask that you please pray for me in this responsibility that I'm undertaking. 3 weeks and 100 teenagers every week, some of whom want to not follow the rules. It's a big responsibility. Never mind that I'm supposed to be teaching them and entertaining them as well. It's a wonderful thing. This year we have 16 of our boyans that are going to summer camp, along with 3 adults who are going as advisors in the next 3 week period. And that's a wonderful thing. And when I get back, and when they get back, you'll hear all the wonderful stories that I'm sure we'll be saying, talking about our summer camp for a long time to come. Back to the idea of responsibility. So we join the church and we do it voluntarily, and it comes with a responsibility. And one of the responsibilities is to maintain this building that we're sitting in. And this is the 2011 version of refurbishing the parish. And I'm sure that in the next 10 or 20 years, and many of you will still be here in the next 20 years, I'm sure there will be other periods of time where the church will call upon us to help with other projects. And hopefully people will respond more generously or as generously as they did for this one, because there are a lot of things that need to be done right here in our church. But the greater responsibility is not just keeping our walls up and our iconography looking good. The greater responsibility is the things that we as a community are doing. The first of which is we should be praying for each other. I tell people, if you could walk in my shoes for a month or even a week, you would be amazed at the need that there is in the community, first and foremost, for prayer. Not a week doesn't go by that somebody's not in my office upset about some life circumstance that they are going through. It could be an illness, it could be a divorce, it could be a difficulty with their child, it could be a difficulty with their parent. But there is lots of people in our community who have lots of hurts. And the thing, the best, most important thing we can do as members of this community is to pray for one another. Some of the people we know by name, some of the people you know by name, because they're your friends. But many people we don't know by name, and just because we don't know their names doesn't mean that there aren't those needs. So you should pray every day for those in the community who are ill, for those in the community who are struggling, those in the community who are having financial difficulties. There are many. We don't print their names in the bulletin, but there are people that are suffering financial problems here. Marital problems, children problems, health problems, all kinds of problems. And so we should be praying for the people in this community that God will strengthen them. As I was praying in the liturgy right before Holy Communion, there's a prayer that God will send His grace upon us according to the need of each of us. Each of us has their own need. So when you're praying, you can say, Lord, bless each of us in this community according to our own individual needs. I may not know all the needs. You, Lord, you know the needs. So meet the needs that each person in this community has, whatever they may be. And once we get done praying for the people of this community, then the responsibility shifts even greater. It shifts outside the community to pray for the well-being of the world, to pray for peace in the world, to pray for those who are working for peace. And then it goes even further, as we read in the epistle lesson today. It's not just to hear the word, but it's to do the word. So we translate our prayers then into actions, helping the hungry, helping the ones that need help, listening to the ones who need an ear to be sensitive and listen to them. This is what we're supposed to be doing. This is the responsibility that one takes when they join a Christian community. We all joined this. You're all sitting here voluntarily. No one was compelled to be here today. But because you took this responsibility, this opportunity, then there is expectation on you and I and everybody that takes on this role as an Orthodox Christian. There's a responsibility to love one another, to pray for one another, and then to take out the gospel from here and to take it all over the place, like the Lord did, going from place to place, in all the places we go in our lives, and taking the gospel with us, witnessing for it, helping to spread it, and helping those who need help. And this week, especially in our own community, now, in addition to praying for one another, we begin this process of restoration of this beautiful temple, and I thank you in advance for your patience as we go through what will be an exciting time for us, and to re-enter our temple again in a month from now, with it being refurbished as beautiful as ever, and allowing us and inspiring us to take the gospel among ourselves and far beyond us. So I will miss you all. I will see you in about a month. I put in the bulletin, don't call my cell phone. That's not because I don't want to hear from you. We don't get good cell service up there. And unless you want me to return the call at 2 in the morning, that's about the only free time I have. Don't call the cell phone. If you need something, please call Nick in the office. I've talked to neighboring priests here. We'll be available if there's an emergency or a need. Father Frank Berlanghiti from St. Barbara in Sarasota, he's come up here before and filled in. He'll be with you the next 3 Sundays. And as I said, I'll be back here on July 24th. May God bless you and keep you, and may He bring us back together in a month in good health and good joy. Have a great month.